What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Healness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, 6 years strong, and also help the thrivers and survivors and the victims of narcissistic toxic abuse and whatnot, y'all. Today's episode is going to be entitled, What Do Narcissists Really Think About You? What do narcissists think about you? What goes on inside of a narcissistic person's head, y'all? So, you know, y'all know, gotta shout out the self-love journal that's helping so many people out on Amazon today. Check it out, Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a self-love journal on Amazon. So, y'all, what? A narcissistic toxic, what's going on? What do narcissists think about you? So, really, y'all already know, it depends on who you are, what you have going on.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And, you know, how your life is affecting that narcissistic person's life. You know what I mean? Because I think, like, so especially, it also depends on what role you play in that narcissistic person's life as well. Like, if you're my girlfriend or my wife or my husband or my, you know, boyfriend, fiance, whatever, or if you're my mom, my son, my daughter, my whoever, your role in my life also depends on what I think about you. But overall, narcissists do think hierarchically. Narcissists have a, you know, hierarchical mindset. It's hard for me to talk with these crowns in. You know, I'm still learning how to talk because I got these crowns in my mouth. But we, narcissistic people, tend to place ourselves at the top of that hierarchy. So initially, no matter what you have going on in your life, that narcissistic person is going to think that they are some way better than you. Because I have been such an insecure person, to make myself feel better about my current situation, the current state of affairs in my life and whatever, I have to find a way, shape or form, that I am better than the person around me. You know what I mean? And that includes the kids, that includes the spouse, that includes the siblings, that includes the friends, the boss, the president of the United States, you know what I mean? The prime minister, the queen or king, or whoever you're dealing with, whoever is in charge of your country, your city, state, whatever, that narcissistic person is going to feel like that they are above them in any way, shape, or form. And a lot of times, it's not justified, y'all. The delusional mindset of a lot of narcissistic people tends to kick in, and we make moves from that point going forward. We make moves from that perspective right there. You know what I mean? A lot of narcissistic people go about doing it that exact way right there. This is how they do it, y'all. It's the mindset. We have to put ourselves above you in some way, shape, or form to damn near survive. Damn, my fan been on this whole week. I just realized this fan has been on this whole week, y'all. My little vortex, my vornado. Dang it. I ain't been in my office all week. But yeah, y'all, the mindset of a lot of narcissistic people puts us above you in some way, shape, or form, whether it's deserved or not. What we think about you, we somehow, some way, are better than you. Even if you are better than us in every single way, shape, or form, I gotta be taller, better looking, hair longer, clothes better, something to make me feel less insecure, something to plant myself, to stabilize myself, to stabilize the insecurities that run through my blood. I need something from you. You know what I mean? What am I thinking about you? I'm thinking about your flaws and whatever I could use to hurt you. Just in case you try to hurt me, just in case you hurt me, I need to have some way to hurt you. Just in case you do me wrong, I have to find a way to do you worse. I am thinking about ways to protect myself. So what I think about you is what I, based on what I think or what I feel about myself. And a lot of narcissistic people will feel that way. Not every single narcissist, because you get, I promise you, there is an influx of whiny, crybaby ass, self-aware narcissists. They be popping up on my stuff, popping up on TikTok, crying, whining. Lee, not everybody thinks that way. You don't speak for all narcissists. Never did I say I spoke for all narcissists. I'm just telling y'all, there's some, I call them the self-aware victim squad, y'all. There are self-aware narcissist victims. It's just wildness. Oh, Lee, you playing the state moral, blah, blah, blah. Shut up, boy. Nothing is worse. Like, and I said, that's why I understand the frustration that a lot of people have with narcissists. Like, was I this whiny and crybaby and victim blamey? Like, was I like this? But I, you know, I still can be. I know I can be like a splash of it right now. But damn, I don't speak for all narcissists. Y'all, never have I claimed to speak for all narcissists or toxic people or whoever we're dealing with. You know what I mean? But that's the crux right there, y'all. So many narcissistic people think that they are better than what they are. So many narcissistic people have this delusional mindset. So what do I think of you? I think you are less than me, even if you are not. Even if you are not. And a lot of, and when a narcissist thinks you are less than them, they're going to treat you that way. They're going to treat you like they are better than you. And guess what? And this is what happens right here a lot of times, y'all. If that narcissistic person cannot find something about you that makes them feel good about themselves, find something about you that makes them feel like they're better than you, they will leave you alone or they will devalue you. They're going to devalue you anyway. But
at Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best, it's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
A lot of narcissistic people will increase the devaluation. They will just get viscerally mean at you. They will just become super angry at you and frustrated at you because you make me feel so bad about myself. Your existence, y'all, goodness gracious, it sucks sometimes having this mindset. And just like, I'm always, how I think about you, what the narcissist think about you, how can I defend myself against you? How can I elevate myself against you? Like, some narcissists do think that they love you. Let's go, I ain't gonna talk about the bad stuff all the time, y'all, but some narcissists do think that they love you. Some narcissists think that they're connected to you. Some narcissistic people might actually think that you are the best thing that ever happened to them. But does all that go away or flounder or lessen over time? Absolutely yes. For most narcissistic people, because I truly believe that everybody who is involved with a narcissistic person goes through the discard phase. Maybe not physically getting rid of you, but they will emotionally discard you. And what I mean by emotional discard is that they will literally break you down emotionally and tear you to pieces. They will get rid of you emotionally. They will disconnect from you emotionally. They might not physically get rid of you, but they absolutely will disconnect from you emotionally a lot of times, y'all. So I try to convey this message to as many people as I possibly can, because like, I'm not trying to hurt people's feelings. I hope I convey that to y'all with my sentiment and how I speak. I'm not trying to hurt y'all's feelings. I'm just trying to be as real as I possibly can while breaking through the barriers that you might have. Even if you are a narcissistic person watching this, to break through the barriers that you might have in your head that makes you think everybody is attacking you. Everybody's out to get you. That type of mindset right there, because a lot of narcissists do possess that mindset. I think people think I'm making it up. They're like, you're making it up. Yeah, what benefit do I get out of making stuff up? Well, you get to follow. Okay. All right, y'all. All right. Narcissistic people are going to think whatever necessarily about you to make them feel better about themselves. And if I can't think that about you, I'm going to think. If things are going good, I think good about you. But I'm always prepared just in case it goes sideways, just in case this blows up. You know what I mean? I'm always waiting for the other shoe to drop, so to speak. Just in case this blows up, I gotta be ready. You know what I mean? Just in case this goes sideways, I gotta have my mind right. Just in case this thing just self-destructs, I gotta be prepared. Cause you never know what's going to happen next. You never know what comes next in these relationship dynamics, y'all. So you have to protect your peace in these relationships, because if a narcissistic person is feeling bad, they're probably thinking bad. And when they think bad, they're going to behave bad. You see what I'm saying? You see the cycle. If I'm feeling good, I think good, I behave good. Most times. If I'm feeling bad, I think bad, I behave badly, and I treat you badly because I think that you are the catalyst for me feeling bad. Or I think that you are happy when I am sad, which makes me angry, which sucks when you have the person that says they love you and care about you, when they get angry and whatnot, when you are happy, when you are happy or celebrating something, you're celebrating a win, you're celebrating some type of victory, and then they get angry and sell at you and they just tear you down. Narcissistic people, y'all, they think a lot of us just think we're better than y'all. And a lot of these times, we just are not. Like I said, there's a lot of people who think they could do this better than I can, but they just are not ready for this space. And I know that sounds super narcissistic. Lee, there you go, Lee. There's the narcissism sliding out. I'm working on transitioning from having a higher level of arrogance to having a higher level of confidence. You see what I'm saying? Because confidence is thinking that arrogance is thinking that you are better than everybody else. Confidence is thinking that nobody else is better than me. You see what I'm saying? I'm better than everybody else. But confidence is saying nobody's better than me at doing this. You see what I'm saying? But we all have our patterns. Do I say I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist? I might not be, but hey, I also might be. Okay, y'all, but thank y'all for tuning in today's episode, y'all. Coming up soon, I have a book. I'm releasing two books in the next couple of months. One book is coming out. Me and my wife co-wrote a kid's book, which is coming out here pretty soon. Also, my self-love brand is expanding. Self-love course coming soon. How to rebuild their self-love and whatnot. Y'all know the self-love journal is available on Amazon. Have some workshops coming up here pretty soon as well. I'm also going to be doing more things in person here pretty soon because COVID apparently is done. So I'm going to be getting out here in the actual world, traveling, North Carolina, Atlanta, New York, DMV area, California. We're going to be going everywhere, y'all. Texas. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for being here, y'all. Thank you for watching my video to the end. I'm super eternally grateful for every single one of you. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so we can help reach more people, help more people and things like that. The self-love brand is available. I love me. The self-love journal is available as well. Links in the description of every video I do. If you haven't already as well, look into joining the channel memberships for behind the scenes perks, priority responses to comments and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for being here. See you next time. Oh, that was better.